This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Intel isn't quite as big a deal, at least publicly, as it was back in the 90s when PC commercials were all over the TV and that little jingle, you know, bum, 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 accompanied all those ads talking about Intel Inside. The company is, however, still deep inside the guts of almost all the technology we use today, not to mention the growing market for what is called the Internet of Things. Computer chips inside refrigerators and cars, vacuum cleaners, you get the picture.
We're expecting you. Won't you have a seat?
Ready to go to work?
So today on Conversations from the Corner Office, Brian Krzanich, he is the CEO of Intel, has been since May of last year. Mr. Krzanich, good to have you with us.
It's nice to be here, Kai.
When you think about Intel's place in the digital and electronic world of 2014, I wonder how you feel when you look at Apple and Google and Yahoo and a lot of those companies, and nobody acknowledges Intel's presence, but maybe a lot of it couldn't have happened without you guys. Does that make you a little crazy?
You know, it doesn't actually. It typically makes me kind of proud. For every, I think it's around every 600 cell phones that are sold, we takes another server, and we power most of the servers in the world.
So it's a business opportunity.
Yeah. So I look at all of those things and say, you're right. They're powered, many of them by Intel. They're driven by Moore's Law. And I'm a part of that.
Interesting point about Moore's Law. Obviously, it's the law come up with by Gordon Moore, one of the founders of your company, that basically says computing speed and chip capabilities will double, what, every 18 months, right?
That's right.
You are quite literally at the center of the Moore's Law conundrum, because there has to come a point where you guys can't do what you do faster and better and cheaper and stronger anymore.
Well, you know, I'm the sixth CEO at Intel, and every CEO before me and probably at least a couple after me, I hope, will have to face the issue of, are they going to be the one that Moore's Law stops on their watch?
Yeah.
At least for us, we know we can go, you know, we're at 14 nanometers now. The next node is 10 nanometers.
All right, wait, so speak English. 14 nanometers means what?
14 nanometers is the width of the smallest line on the chip itself.
Wow.
And so we know at least for the next three nodes, so for roughly the next 6 years, how to continue with Moore's Law. And that's about as far as we ever know, is 6 to 10 years. For most of my stint as the CEO, at least, I think we'll be able to keep Moore's Law alive. And beyond that, we'll have to see if we can continue to invent. I have a lot of confidence that we can.
Fingers crossed, huh?
Yeah, well, and there's a lot of work to get the result, but yes.
Yeah. You also have another, what I think you could fairly say is a radical goal that you guys are working on. You want to get everything that you make, every product you make, to be conflict-free by 2016, which is right around the corner.
Yeah, it is. But you know, we made a similarly hard, in fact, in some ways, maybe even harder goal a couple of years ago when we said we would make all our microprocessors conflict-free. Because back then, we didn't know even how to do it, what the process was, or whether it could be done. We've done that. So now saying you're just going to continue it through all the other things, it seems a bit more doable. I think it's just the scope. There's a lot of products. There's a lot of supply chain. But yes, it's a big challenge.
You're going to get there?
Absolutely. I mean, at Intel, we're kind of known for kind of our relentless pursuit and kind of our maniacal process. And so we have literally listed every single thing we make, what the components are inside all of those things. And we have now a fairly long list of everything that needs to become conflict-free. And we are simply mapping its supply chain, knowing where each metal comes from. And yes, we'll get there, but you know, it'll be close.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned that you are relentlessly focused on these things. This is a company founded by engineers, built by engineers, run by engineers. You are an engineer. Please don't take this the wrong way, but it almost seems a little joyless that you guys are like, we got to do this. We got to keep going. We got to have Moore's Law. We got to go.
I don't, trust me, I don't take offense of that.
Right.
I take great pride in that. That's... You know, you become an engineer because you like to do things, you like to build things, and you like to invent, and you like to see those things come to fruition, to actually see them produced. It's what you love doing naturally.
Last question, Brian, and then I'll let you go. It's a thing we've done with a bunch of other CEOs we've had on the broadcast, and it goes like this. Tell me what your company does in 5 words or less?
We make everything connected and smart.
We make everything connected and smart. 6, but close. All right, I'll give you that.
Okay.
All right, good. Brian Krzanich, he is the CEO of Intel. Brian, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you, Kai.